I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One of my favorite guys that we met in the last couple years was Julian Marquez, UFC fighter, 31 years old. But his sense of humor is fantastic. Like, it's just, it is solid as it can be. You know, he's over there fighting for his life, for his career, trying to make a mark, because it's not just enough to win. You have to be a personality. You know, that Conor McGregor guy. Listen, he's a jack-off, but he's one we all know.
Yeah.
Because he's bigger than life. You have got to make a way for yourself, man. And,
Congratulations on the victory.
Oh, thank you very much.
First of all, I think the most important question is, what is it about Miley Cyrus that interests you?
The real question is, what's not to be interested in her? I mean, think about it. I'm 30 years old. I grew up watching Hannah Montana party in the USA. We're sitting here loving it. She came out with 23 with 3-6. I've been to her concert many times. She came out with Wrecking Ball. I made a big come up after that song. I actually walked out to that on the Phil Hawes song. Every time I walk out to Miley, she does something to me to figure out a way to win, and she's my love. I love that woman.
What do you think your odds are that, you know, she'll feel the same way?
Oh, like 100%.
Yeah, probably more.
Have you seen me? Like, do you not see this beautiful beard and this gorgeous smile and these pretty eyes?
Truth.
Like, she's about to make a song about me. Oh, let's go.
Born May 8th in Kansas City, Missouri, he is a rising middleweight UFC star who made headlines earlier this year after calling out Miley Cyrus to be his Valentine and is quickly becoming one of the more entertaining fighters in the UFC. And it was recently announced that he'll be squaring off against Jordan Wright on October 16th for UFC Fight Night in Las Vegas. Please welcome the Cuban Missile Crisis, Kansas City's own Julian Marquez.
Well, good morning, pretty eyes.
What's going on? How you doing?
Have you consummated this relationship with Miley Cyrus yet?
Hey, what's going on?
Have you consummated it? Intercourse? Have you had physical relations?
I have not, man. I have not. I haven't even had communication since I stopped messaging her back in April.
What?
After we were going to set up a fight date, and I just kind of died out there.
You ghosted her? That's how you get her. That's how you get her to want you. You just, when she sends you the last message, you don't answer it.
Just leave it alone. Leave it be.
Nobody ghosts Miley Cyrus. Think about it.
Nobody tells Miley Cyrus to get her name tattooed across, henna tattooed across the stomach either.
That's true. Well, didn't she say, why don't you get my initials in your chest hair?
No, you can't do that.
You really should have done that. I would do that.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. I'm a different type of breed. Back when I grew up, if a girl ever asked you to do something for her and in favor to take her out, it was usually she was taking that money from you. She was taking that stuff
Truth.
From you. She probably never would go out with you. So it's like, am I going to be the class clown or the laughingstock, or am I just going to be the guy that everybody hates for no reason because he told her to do the same thing? And she took it personal, maybe? I don't know. She was cool afterwards, right?
What a mess you are. You've been hurt. I'm sorry. You've been hurt by ladies.
I've been hurt. Maybe. But no, either way, I just thought it would be super fun to throw that back, that same old little energy back to her.
Sure.
It's a joke. And everything was cool. Everything's cool, but, like, it was... hey, will you be my Valentine? Sure. Wasn't like, hey, we need to go on a date. So I never really pursued it as hard as a date. I asked her if she wanted to come to a fight. She said she's down. She just has a whole bunch of stuff coming up with her tour and making some new music. I said, cool. And in time, you'll see her at a UFC fight, hopefully one of mine.
You need to start saying really odd things that are taken completely out of context, like, Miley, every time I punch that guy in the face, I think of you. Like, just things that are really so absurd.
Oh, I think at that point in time, people were going to start thinking, I'll be crazy.
Yeah.
Legit. Like, he's a stalker. Watch out. You know? Well, it's not fun.
Well, this, by the way, you got a big fight coming up. This is going to be a large one, man. You're 6'2", 185 pounds, a professional fighter since 14. You know, you're good at Brazilian jiu-jitsu. You would say that's your basis. I mean, obviously you can hit, you can kick, you can go through everything, but your takedown and your breaking of people is basically in that Brazilian like Gracie style jiu-jitsu.
What's actually super crazy is I'm actually more of a striker. I just, everybody I hit gives up a submission, and I take it. And that's why, like, a lot of people keep seeing me getting the submissions. My jiu-jitsu is good, and my grappling is good, but my striking is way better. That's what I'm known for, is my striking. So it's super wild the past couple fights that I keep getting the submissions. Even my jiu-jitsu coach.
Well, listen, the key is to keep changing, right? That way nobody can get a lock on you that, oh, this guy's going to be a striker. This guy's going to be he's going to take me to the ground. That's a submission is going to be his game. You know, if you can keep changing up and getting good at certain aspects unexpectedly, man, that's impossible to train against you.
No, absolutely. And that's the whole goal. Like, I could see it there. Everyone's coming out thinking that I'm going to be a striker and then all of a sudden have jiu-jitsu. And then the last fight, he thought I was going to be a jiu-jitsu, came out striking and still finished it in jiu-jitsu. It's got to be a chameleon in this sport. You got to blend. You got to mix.
You know what you need to do? You need to get a guy locked up, submitted, get him with your legs pinned up, and nobody's done this. You start to tickle him, and you really you tickle him until they pee their pants type tickle him.
And then whisper sweet nothings in his ear.
Nobody ever does that. That's right. The whole time you're just talking in his ear. Don't you do it. Don't you wet your pants. Don't you do it.
Don't you laugh. Don't you laugh. Okay, don't you smile.
Nobody's ever tickled anybody at a UFC fight before.
No one has.
Dude, think how mad that guy would be. Like, you already got him on the ground, and you start tickling him. You're like, chicko, chicko, chicko.
Yeah, it would be pretty intense. I want to say TJ or DJ Demetrius Johnson did that to Tim Elliott.
Is that right? There's no original thoughts. Yeah. No original thoughts anymore, are there?
No, I think he did something. He did something. I don't know if it was tickling, but he did something, and you could see Tim laugh in the fight. Like, oh, okay. Like,
what about a purple nurple? Like, you grab him by the boobs and like the nipples and be like, ear, ear, ear.
I don't know if that's legal.
You really can't twist a nipple in fighting?
I don't think you. It sounds crazy, but I don't think you can, because I don't think you can pinch somebody like that.
What about a wet willy?
Intentional pinch.
What about just licking your finger and stuffing it in their ear?
A wet willy would be pretty funny. And you have their back, and you go there, and you say, "What? How mad would you be?
Super mad.
You're on live television. Someone's beating you up, and then they give you a wet willy.
Because they're not going to defend that. They have no idea what you're going to do. You're just like, bloop, 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 bloop. Yeah, no. It'll make every. If you do that, it'll make every single sports center type, top of the hour broadcast.
Okay, there's my plan. I'm gonna do a wet willy for you guys.
That's your finishing move.
If I get into a position where it allows me to do a wet willy, I will do a wet willy. I'm gonna have to be consciously thinking of that and the fight too.
I think it'll be great. Listen, I love fighting. You know, we've been talking to. He's a bare knuckle fighter from down in southern Missouri in the Ozarks. Sam Shoemaker, the Hillbilly Hammer. He lost his fight this weekend, but it was, he's a good fighter and he's a really nice guy. He's like you. Like, he's one of those dudes you go, man, I'm really root for this guy. I want this guy to win. He's everything about him is what you hope fighters are. Like, we were talking about, you have to train. You have to be a great fighter. You have got to win fights, but that's not enough to be a star in the UFC anymore. You've got to have a personality. You've got to be what you're doing. Like, you're you know, you're a good interview. You're a great interview, actually. And you're interesting and you're funny and you don't take it seriously and you're not coming in like the hardest man in the world. That's for the ring. That's not for the rest of the world.
No, absolutely. That's the thing is that, like, see, I fight at the practice when I go to the gym. I fight in the cage wherever I'm on TV. Like, I don't need to act like I'm the baddest dude in the room. I don't need to. Obviously, if you guys know who I am, like, most people aren't going to be like, oh, let's go pick a fight with that guy. Let's go pickle the beast. You know, and everybody's real fun and cool, and I enjoy it, you know. But,
yeah.
Yes, when you train, you're going 100%. You know, you're training whatever specialty you're training that day. You're going balls to the wall, hard. You're tired, you're fatigued. The last thing you ever think about in a fighting realm or outside of fighting is fighting. That's why I do all these different wild sports, pickleball, disc golf. And what makes it even fun is that, man, I don't want to call out fighters. I think calling out fighters is like the dumbest thing in the world.
Yeah, it is. It really
is. You're going to fight one day. So that's why I call out all these different, you know, celebrities like Miley Cyrus. One that made a bunch of news. Everyone does that. Like, do I like Miley? Absolutely. I think she's amazing.
Sure.
You know, did I ever think we're going to get a date? Probably not. But I did it. Travis Kelce, Mahomes, and Hill. I called them all out for a pickleball challenge. To this day, we had a date. We switched it. Now we're looking at it. You know, hopefully at the end of the season, we're going to have something coming up. And it's like, I'm going to play these fun games.
Yeah.
Not so tough games with like celebrities. It's like, let's go.
Listen, that's, you're smart.
I call out, though.
Nope. Who are you going to call out? I don't know who you call out.
I don't know. I'm thinking it has to be someone from Kansas City. You know what I mean? Like, it has to be. Should it be the Royals?
I don't, well, it depends on their season, right? This season wasn't worth it.
Oh, yeah. You know, if it was I wish it was a Blue October during that time when I'm playing or when I'm fighting. It would have been great.
So who's this guy you got to fight now? Who's your next fight?
His name's Jordan Wright. He is called the Beverly Hillbilly or Beverly Kid.
Terrible name.
Yeah,
terrible name.
Something, I don't know, something really different. But he has 100% finish rate. He is... I mean, he's a good fight, man. He's a fun fight for me. Good matchup stylistically. And in all honesty, man, I just want to go out there and have fun.
Oh, he's the Beverly Hills Ninja.
Beverly Hills Ninja, there you go.
Oh, I already hate this guy. I'm looking at him like, I want you to punch him in the face a lot. Look at his face, Nate.
He's been hated.
What's his name? Chris Farley's name and altered it.
He did. Why do they call him Beverly Hills? Is he a wealthy kid? Does he come from a wealthy family, you think?
I think so. I think he's from Beverly Hills.
Oh, then this is why you just can't accept this.
He's the villain in every movie.
Yeah, no, he's a young kid
that they hate.
He's
going
to try to sweep the leg. He's a Cobra Kai.
He's a Cobra Kai. He is. He's the type of guy that wants everything to be pretty.
Yeah.
That's how he fights. He's a martial artist, you know. He's a karate guy, I'm pretty sure. And you know, he bows to his opponent before the fight, and he bows after the fight. Really respectable dude for sure. But like, I'm not gonna care. Like, and I'm not gonna, no disrespect to him, but I'm not gonna bow to him because that's just not me. That's not how I was raised in training. I'm not a karate kid, but I'm not gonna try to make this a pretty fight. I'm gonna try to go in there.
No, when he bows as the Beverly Hills Ninja, you need to go ahead and take the flamingo stance that Ralph Macchio had, where both arms go up and you stand on one leg.
With the karate kid style. Oh yeah. We could do that.
Yeah, just as he bows, you do that and then just start the fight and just wait for anybody to recognize what you just did.
No one would. I think the movies have changed and altered so much over the years that is a lost gem.
Yeah, because he was Johnny. You remember, he was Johnny, the mean blonde kid that the coach was like, sweep the leg, break Ralph Macchio's leg. And if you want, I'll find an older Asian man to stand in your corner as Mr. Miyagi.
Jackie Chan was the most recent Mr. Miyagi. If we can get him out there, I mean, I'm with it.
Look, I may have to just go down to my current restaurant that I order food from. There's an old guy in the back I could probably grab, but I don't think Jackie Chan's coming.
You're gonna have to afford a cheaper Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
Man, I was over here just. I guess I found my new call out. next time.
I'm telling you, when the Beverly Hills Ninja goes into bow, you pull the Ralph Macchio flamingo stand on one just for a second, and the world. I'm
is
telling
it a crane? You keep saying flamingo.
Crane
I don't know. Hey, I don't know what they call it. It's a flamingo stand on one leg. It's not a real style. Stop it. Both of you
tarnish the original
clams.
Who made that to save the entire, or to win the trophy? I mean, I get it. The flamingo stance. It's a
See, he
very
knows.
Unique one. But the crane sounds so much more like combat sporty.
I don't. Is it the crane kick? That was his crane kick and Ralph Macchio. All right, fine. I don't care. Listen, I did a lot of drugs as a kid.
And I'm proud of it.
I liked
you know?
It.
Did you ever bust that out when you're with your friends after that movie came out? Because I know how I was when I was a little kid. And I watched like an awesome movie. And did you ever play fight with your friends?
Oh my god!
A little crane kick.
The worst thing in, I had two younger brothers. If you're just joining the show, UFC fighter Julian Marquez, the Cuban Missile Crisis, from here in Kansas City, UFC fighter, is with us. Yes, I did. I had two unfortunate younger brothers, and we would watch any kind of a karate martial arts film on television. We were latchkey kids, so then, like, I would take the dowel rod out of the sliding glass door, and that would become your sword or your martial arts weapon. And then you would go, like, look, you have to duck, and then you have to jump, and you would swing left and right, like you would choreograph these things. And eventually, one of my brothers was like, I'm too tired. I'm not doing it. I'm like, this is going to hurt. Clink, and clipped him in the ear. then I tried to get him to stop crying before mom came home, because that was going to be a beating of all biblical proportions.
That's hilarious. You take the dowel rod and smack your brothers with it, try to do karate style.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm with it. We had, when I grew up, it was Blitz. You remember Blitz 2000?
Oh, sure.
That era. So we would always play that. And so, like, when we go play football, we had Blitz rules. And I'll never forget, I was running. I got the ball, and, like, I was probably, I want to say 11 at the time. I'm running. We're playing full-on, just straight street tackle. And this high schooler, he's probably a junior, literally just, as I was running, he gave me the straight leg, the Stone Cold Stunner, hit me in the gut with his leg.
Oh.
And he gave me a Stone Cold Stunner, just boom.
To an 11-year-old.
It was terrible. It was the worst feeling in the world. But, you know, I tried to do the same thing back to him, and it just didn't work. He was a little bit bigger.
See him in a bar today, will you beat him half to death?
You know, if I saw him in a bar, I would probably grab a drink with him and reminisce on good old times. Because, you know, I was 11 years
That's
old.
That's even worse.
It was just fun. Like, I'm not going to hold grudge over that.
You were 11. I'd hold the grudge. I'd be like, come here. You got one coming. You want it head or the gut? Head or the gut? Just tell me right now. And then just do it.
Head or the gut? Choose the head. Nah, I'm going to hit you.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you the worst feeling I had. I was a kid. And, you know, I'm just not a great fighter. But I always ended up in these scraps. So this other kid, I don't know what happened. We were arguing about something. I wind up, and I let a wild one go, and I actually knocked his tooth out, which is a pretty magical thing, right?
Yeah.
And for a little kid, and that freaked him out. Then his mouth bled, and he went home. Years go by. I get this job in radio. I'm at a bar, and and this guy goes, hey, you remember me? And I look up, and now this dude is 6'5". And I'm looking up, and he's got that same kind of baby face he used to have. And I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. And I remember thinking, I hope this kid does not hold a grudge. And, dude, luckily, he was very cool, and he smiled, and we had some beers together. But there was a moment in my heart, I thought, dude, I'm getting ready to get my ass kicked straight to the ground.
But look, it brought back a memory. You had a beard. Or you had a beer with the 6'6" guy that you knocked his tooth out. You know, and also, too, you were scared. That's exactly what you want to do when you go into a bar. You want to have excitement, you want to have fear, and you want to reminisce on good old times.
You know, it's funny, you talk like that. The thing I wasn't doing, like, with him, wasn't like, oh, my God, remember when I knocked your tooth out? Like, you cried and then ran home? Yeah, I was like, hey, man, you know what? We were like little kids, and I'm sorry I did that. And I hope that, you know, we're cool now, because I'd much rather not have you beat me up in front of the girl I'm currently dating.
That's hilarious. That is hilarious. Hey, but that's awesome that you could run into those people, like, and I feel like that's only in Kansas City you get these stories where people are like, yeah, I fought this guy in a street fight when I was a kid, or I did this thing, and then,
that's right.
You know, later on you meet into him, you're having a beer at the bar.
Yeah.
Legitimately. Like, I've heard the story, but it was, like, way different. other places, like in Vegas. Like, the stories didn't end well.
Yeah, then he's like, and then he stabbed me, took my wallet. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Vegas is a terrible town. Like, look, I like to visit, but I'm a three-day guy. Vegas, like, because you live out in Vegas now, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey,
you know what? You stay off the strip. That's the rule. And then it's perfectly fine.
Dude, I got a good friend out there. So he does pyro for rock and roll bands. And I've known him since I was 25 years old. And incredible guy. He's worked with everybody from, hell, you know what? Just so you know, he was Miley Cyrus pyro guy for like 3 years.
I got an in. I got an in.
Yeah, for real. I went with him to a football game with her dad, Billy Ray. And the second we walked into the suite, Billy Ray's brother, her uncle, was there, who was her tour manager, and it looked right past me and went, Steve Aleef. And I was like, boy, I just really got real small in this room real fast. But he's that loved by their family because, you know, he went out, he did all the work, and he never burned their kid, so everything went out, you know. But he lives over there, and I'll tell you, he lives once a week to play Kiss Mini Golf there on the strip. That is his jam.
Find him.
To get high as balls and go play Kiss Mini Golf.
Yeah, that's inside the Rio.
Yep.
It's actually super fun. If you haven't played, it's so fun.
Dude, I will tee you guys up to go. You'll think that's the greatest thing ever. You'll love this guy.
Yeah, look, mini golf, you just now gave me my next challenge. I got to figure out who I'm going. Mini golf, putt-putt. That's what we're doing.
Dude,
that's what we're doing.
You sound great, by the way. You really do, Julian. Like, I know you've been through a lot, and you've taken your bumps and along the way, and you know, you almost got out of the whole fight game for a moment, and you know, UFC is treating you well. Everybody is, you're still in the fight. You're getting put on cards. You're training. You know, you're in shape. I mean, this could be a great year coming up for you. 22 could be your year.
It's only going up. That's it. You know, I just came out 31 months, have two finishes in the UFC. Coming out for my next win right after that, too. Another third finish is what I'm going for. And at the end of the day, all I'm trying to do is win the entire city of Kansas City. I have a goal. I'm gonna win this fight. I'm going to buy a billboard and put the King of Kansas City.
That's awesome. Good man.
Let's see what Kansas City does. That would be hilarious.
I'm wonderful, man. Are you kidding me? October 16th, that's the fight in Vegas. If you can get to UFC, and I've been to UFC in Vegas, it is an amazing event. Like, it is the pageantry, the way it is set up, the what you get to see. Like, it was one of the great experiences of my life was to see a UFC fight in Vegas. And it was absolutely insane. The stars that were surrounding the ring, the way the lighting was set up, the way that everything looked, it was like any great, amazing concert you've ever been to. It was 1,000% for sure.
Oh, yeah. The smell, the atmosphere, the energy, whenever you hear someone get punched or whenever you see the turning of an event or the turning of a fight and you have the whole crowd roaring, there's nothing like it.
Do you see the celebrities in the audience when you're inside the ring, or do you not? You can't. You just focus on the task at hand.
Yeah, you know it's crazy. I don't even. There's when I fought inside Winnipeg, which had I think 15,000-20,000 people in it, and I didn't hear a single one.
Wow.
I could feel the vibration, but like you're just so in tune.
Right.
You're so focused. You're hyper focused, and all you do is hear your coach and see your opponent. And then, you know, obviously afterwards you could see that, but, you know, I walked by a whole bunch of celebrities that I didn't even realize it. I was just completely laser focused.
Nice. Nice. Well, that's how it has to be. Last question, because I know you do the podcast, Beauty and the Beast, with porn adult film star Kendra Lust. Now, I don't know what your personal life is, but are you any chance that she's hooking you up with her friends?
She definitely introduced me to a lot of her friends.
Oh, it's so good.
It's been an awesome time, and I have a lot of adult film star friends because of it. And yeah, it's a great one. You should definitely check out the podcast, or maybe we can get you on the podcast one time.
I'm in. I would love to come by anytime, man. You let me know. You got my number, and I'll stop by anytime you want.
I love it. I love it.
And you know what? And we're getting ready. We're talking about kicking some podcasts off here for this show. Just so we can just really go with whatever we want to talk about uncensored, not worry about the FCC. I'm sure there are some more stories that you might want to share that you don't have to watch your language.
Yeah, we could definitely. Yes, yeah. You know, this is this is morning Monday motivation show for everyone to wake up this morning. The last thing they need to do is hear these fantasy stories that I have living in Vegas and, you know, having an adult film star as a host of a podcast.
But
like, that's just, they want to get up and, man, I got to go to work today. I don't need this guy. Telling me what I need to stay home for.
I don't know, man. I think it's pretty. I think people live vicariously through you. I think they think, man, I love that guy, and he's a great fighter. He's fighting for all the right reasons. He's got everything in the world going for him. He's funny. He's Kansas City, and at least for me, I'm the type of guy. Like, there's two kinds of people. You're either happy for people, or you're not. Like for me, I'm like, dude, I hope you're banging your way through the entire Vivid video collection.
Let's go.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I might get an OnlyFans here shortly.
Who knows?
All right. That's not my money.
October 16th, it's going to happen. October 16th is a big fight with the Beverly Hills Ninja. You need to smoke this guy quickly and you know, in a delightful manner. And don't forget, Wet Willy.
Wet Willy.
All right.
Wet Willy and Flamingo Crane Cake. I got it down.
You're the best.
Shout out to my coach.
You're the best, dude. All right, stay there. Hold on. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.